I don't know why all the social media accounts are doing this. The social media team does not make or impact transactions. Like, every single one of them have done this. I don't understand why.
It's because fans are crazy people.
Well, duh, but who cares about the practice squad people anyway? Like, or Freeman, or okay, we'll get into that. Oh, I went live. I forgot. It's been a really long time. Wow.
Been like 3 weeks.
You gotta write this
Like,
down,
what has
man.
been, like 3 months? Shit. Okay.
Months. I don't know about all right.
The regular season is coming up, man. You gotta get it together. You gotta
I
get ready.
know. Like, what, I got 2 weeks? Okay. I'm ready. Welcome to the Dirty Bird Nation Report, the unofficial official podcast of Falcons Twitter. Only a couple of us, well, no, all of us are here except for South Breeze. We don't know where the fuck that nigga's at. He's gone with the wind, fabulous. So the rest of us are here, including Marcus. Okay. And as you can see, Josh is alive. I swear to God, I thought he was held hostage for a second after he tweeted that shit about wanting Cam Newton. I was like, oh my God, my
There's a
nigga
typo.
is about he's hostage. I gotta find a hurricane to come save his ass, cause dog, woo. But everyone's here. We're back at it, like crack addicts without the crack. Have y'all been? We're alive. It's still a pandemic.
Still.
Still.
Still,
And we gotta win this for the next 2 years. Buckle up.
That
And
was crazy. Oh
lock us down. Just lock us down right now.
exactly.
I'm ready. I'm tired of going to the office. I'm tired of seeing them raggedy people every day. If you come across this, yes, I'm talking about y'all. I don't care. Look,
Put some
I'm ready.
names on it.
Look, all y'all. Okay, shit. And then one of them found out I had a podcast, and he was like, "What's the name of it?" I was like, "No, the fuck. If you come across this, yes, I'm talking about you."
Yikes.
I'm trying to see the people every day. Lock us down so I can work from home. Anyways, have y'all been?
I don't know how I don't know how to respond to that because it hasn't been too smooth sailing over here, so
Well, you're still here and alive and shit.
barely.
She said barely. Let's get into this fucking shit. So let's start off with this article that just came out with The Athletic about Julio Jones. Turns out that this man has been a low-key diva for like what, the past 6 to 8 seasons or some shit like that. And he wasn't practicing no more. He wasn't caring no more. And he wanted his money now. He wanted more than $66 million, is pretty much what the article said. What are y'all thoughts on this article? And I'll try to put it in the description. I'm gonna just copy and paste the whole shit in the description so y'all gotta pay for it. Let's start with Josh.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, like I said, when it first came out that he wanted the trade, I personally felt like it was bitch assness. With this tweet, I mean, not tweet, but with this article coming out, it basically confirms it because we gave this man 66 million, 64 guaranteed. Well, matter of fact, we ripped up his contract. We gave him 64 million guaranteed, and he felt like that wasn't sufficient enough. But you're a wide receiver making close to 20 million a year. That's unheard of, especially for if you're trying to build a contending championship caliber team. A quarterback and a wide receiver are never supposed to make identical amount of money and expect for you to compete for a championship. So for him to feel that way and then not practicing, it just confirms like he was basically a diva the entire time. He put up a good front, ain't gonna lie. I mean, I'm thankful for his play, and the years that he was here, but the way that it ended, it kind of left a sour note on to me, because again, you don't give Arthur Blank and the fans that when they supported you from day one. That's my opinion. Yeah.
Jalen.
I didn't really care about it. What, he's not on the team anymore. It doesn't really matter. All this extra stuff is extra stuff. He did what he had to do. I somewhat agree with him because he really just wanted more money. And then I think the article more than likely said that it was a problem with how they handled it more than like the contract. Because if they gave him that much money, it would easily one up the next season. Then that's probably where the problems came in. In which case, it is. It just is what it is. He deserved more money. He deserved more. Pretty much anybody who makes the max amount of money on like the team, they usually deserve more money. But like it is what it is. I don't really care about it. He's in Tennessee. It doesn't matter to me anymore.
Marcus, what are your non-Falcons fan thoughts?
Yeah, so I'm not speaking from like a Falcons fan's perspective. I'm speaking from a fan's perspective. I'm always going to side with the players when it comes to money situations. Like, if he wants to get more money and he has the leverage and ability to get it, I'm going to stand with the players on that. I mean, he's been one of the faces of the franchise for he was there for like 10 years. They traded a lot to get him, and he felt like he earned that money. He's been, whenever there's a conversation about who's the best wide receiver for the last 10 years, his name has always been in that conversation. If he feels like he needs to be the highest paid wide receiver, then if he's got the leverage to get that money, then he should do it. I'm all for play, even if it's, you know, on my team. Like, there's been players that have wanted more money and they've earned that money. If they got to get it somewhere else, and they got to get it somewhere else. I'm happy when players get paid. So you get that money. I mean, if you got to leave, you got to leave. But I want these players to get as much money as they can, whenever they can get it.
True. Man, it sucks that it ended like that, especially since, you know, Josh was right, I guess, for once, about what happened.
No, I
don't know about the bitch asses part though. That's
yeah, I don't know about all that.
I'm saying the entire situation. I'm not saying him personally. The entire situation was basically bitch ass. Good people could do a lot of bitch assness things, and this was one of them. And I'm not saying that he didn't deserve his money, because he did. Again, like you said, whenever you talk about the best receiver in the league, you say Julio, and then everyone else. So him getting in wasn't the issue. It was the fact that you have to look at it from, like you said, from a owner perspective. If I have a quarterback making $20 million and I have a wide receiver making $20 million a year, it's going to be hard to construct an actual Super Bowl caliber team. And then on top of that, you say you want to win when you're making this amount of money and he's making this amount of money, and we can only allocate the other 60% to the rest of the team. Like, you kind of got to like check yourself in a way. It's like, okay, if I'm asking for this much money, I got to understand that we can't build a team.
No, you don't. I'm going to push back on that, because I remember I read an article when Kobe Bryant, when he got his final contract, he got a max contract. And they
You can't compare the NBA to the NFL.
but here's my point. He got a max contract, his last contract. He was an aging player, obviously. He was injured, and he still got the max. And they're just like, hey, you know, like, you know, you can build a contender for you at the end of your career if you would take a little bit less money. And his response was, it's not my job to build a team. My job is to get paid. It's the GM's job to figure this roster out and to figure out the cap and do all that other stuff. My job is to get this money and play basketball. It's not right. It's not my job to take a pay cut. And that's where I stand on it. I'm like, hey, if you want to get paid, get paid. But like, it's on the GM to figure this stuff out. If the GM's like, hey, we can't make this work, we can't make this number work, then he's got to do something about his end. But I'm not gonna ask any player ever to take a pay cut or to readjust their contract, because the owner can waive them at any time. The GM can get rid of them at any moment. So
he
as much money as you can.
But he wasn't taking a pay cut. He was in the midst of a contract. We ripped that contract up and threw him $64 million. So he just got more money, more guaranteed on top of what he just had.
So get all that money. That's where I'm always fall back on that. You don't like
okay.
that money? Get some more money. If like obviously if you're the fifth string receiver struggling to make the roster, then yeah, you're probably just gonna have to suck it up and eat it. But if you're Julio Jones, nah, nigga, rip this shit up, do it again. You don't like it next year because Odell Beckham gets paid, rip that shit up, do it again, and keep doing it until you're happy. Or until you're not good enough anymore, but he has the leverage to do it.
And like, you know what? As a GM, you're going to get fired ripping up contracts.
I'm not saying I would do it. I'm speaking from the perspective of the player. If Julio Jones doesn't like his contract, he has the power, he has the leverage, he has the talent to say, hey, I want a new contract. And they did it.
Right, and he asked for a trade in the midst of that.
And got it.
That's wrong.
He got it, though. I want the players to get what they want. Get what you want, dog. You don't want to play in Atlanta anymore? Get your ass out of there. Don't waste your time. Don't waste any more of your time. Get out of Atlanta. I'm fine with it. I feel the same way. If one day Carson Wentz wakes up tomorrow and he's like, yo, man, this Colts team, it ain't working for me, dog. I can't play with these teams anymore. Like, they're not paying me enough. I don't like living out here. There's too many white people, whatever. And he wants to leave. Hey, bro, peace out. Get out of there.
But Carson Wentz ain't even a top-tier quarterback.
Quentin Nelson. If Quentin Nelson is talking about, like, hey, this contract ain't working for me. I want more money. He's the best player at his position. If he wants more money, either give him more money or trade him. Like, what else are you going to do? I want him to get his money. But if he has to get that money somewhere else, so be it. I'm staying consistent on that.
But the thing is, it's not the money getting the money. He got the money. He got the money. He still wanted to leave. He didn't want more money. He just wanted to leave. That's what I'm saying.
Well, if he wants to leave, he wants to leave. Then leave. I don't know what the issue is.
The issue is he asked for more money. They gave him more money. And then in the midst of him having more money, he's like, oh, okay, I'm going to leave now.
It's not that simple. Because apparently they were having backlash and they were trying to short him. They were literally, the reports even around that time were saying that they were trying to short him like hella money. And he probably took offense to that. I'm saying before that, the whole reason why he probably wanted to leave is because they were saying, like his agent and all of them were saying that he was like, all right, we're going to extend you. Maybe we'll give you like $3 million more. He was like, fuck that. I deserve a lot more money than that. If you felt like you deserved a raise at your job because you were the best at your job and they decide to give you like 10 cents extra, you're going to be pissed.
Right. But you know what I'm doing? At that moment, I'm going to leave at that moment. I'm not going to stay there another 3 years. Then like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to leave.
But
right now,
again, that's when you're going back on what you're saying. He's under contract. He can't do that.
He forced his way out.
The only reason why he was able to do that is because he had a year left and the dead cap money is not going to be affected by it. He can't. Nobody was going to trade for that earlier.
This is peak Julio, prime Julio. People would have ate up that money.
But then the price would have been super high. We were saying the price was low for what they got for this time.
You're paying for prime Julio. Who wouldn't have given up whatever the request was to get him? Anybody?
A lot of teams. They didn't have the money. The only reason why he got traded this offseason, even if he wanted out or whatever, he was going to play if he had to play. But the only reason why he played because like he got traded was because they took all of the money, and he still got a new contract. There was a lot of conditions that needed to be met for him to, in order for him to get traded.
That would have made him sit if I was Terry. You
could have done that, but then you don't get the asset and you're just sitting there with a player not playing.
Well, you're still on the contract for the next 3 years. You got to play at some point.
That's not true. He can go to fucking Alaska and never play again.
That's fine too. We'll get that money back too. That's fine.
Imagine. Imagine being like, yeah, you'll go on vacation. We'll still pay you $35 million.
Duh. That would be fucking insane.
That's Ski Mask Hall of Fame, really.
Hell fucking yeah. Mm. Well, wherever you're listening, leave your comments on this Julio situation in the comment section below. Look, my brain is just off. Let's talk about other former players on the Falcons. Well, that were on the Falcons. Fuck. Can't even fucking speak. So, this offseason, Devontae Freeman decided to go be a saint. And not only did he decide to go be a saint, he decided that all of a sudden he loved the Saints organization and tweeted out some shit. I forgot exactly what he said, but it caused all of DBN to lose their fucking minds, as we should have. I think Josh remembers exactly what was said.
Yeah, I know where he's at. He's basically saying that the two meetings against them was basically our Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, he did. And then didn't he say he was like always a Saints fan or some shit like that?
I don't know if he said fan, but he I know he was like, he just loved the golden and black colors or whatever. And it hated him to play them twice a year.
I didn't see an issue with that. I don't know. I didn't see why people were so upset about that. Like, he might have been a Saints fan. Like, people were saying like they were accusing him of lying about that. And it's just like, why would he lie about that? Is what I would ask. Like, if he was a Saints fan, if he was a Saints fan growing up, he was a Saints fan his whole life, and then he comes to Atlanta and he says that, oh yeah, I've been a Saints fan my entire life, Falcons Twitter is gonna shit on him regardless. So why invite that into your life, into like wait until you're gone to say that? Like, that's, I feel like he did the smart thing.
No, because again, had he said it up front, then like, okay, we understand, but you play for Atlanta now, whatever. It would have been the same thing like with Cam when he was in Carolina.
That's how y'all would have responded?
No, I'm saying it would. It would have been the same thing like how Cam was in Carolina. He was like, oh, I'm a Falcons fan 14 times out of the year.
No, y'all are different. Don't do that.
No, but the thing with Free, again, it was another thing. He was like, us playing them was like a Super Bowl. No, it was just one big rivalry. It's like when the Steelers play the Ravens or
like a big rivalry, like a big game, like a Super Bowl.
No, Ravens and Steelers don't say, oh, this is our Super Bowl. No. This is a big rivalry. Super Bowls. Ravens haven't won one since Joe Flacco, but whatever. But none of them are saying, oh, this is our Super Bowl. Playing them is our Super Bowl. No one is saying that. They're saying, we don't like them. They don't like us.
I don't know why that's simple. Such an issue. Like, what's the deal?
And he's tweeted before, like, when the Saints lost, like, yeah, making fun of them.
Right, when they lost against Minnesota, he was like, ain't, or something like that. But
wasn't he on the team there? Wasn't he still on the team when that happened?
Yeah.
In offseason? Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense.
No, the thing is, you don't have to say nothing at all, basically.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Nobody ever has to say anything at all. But niggas are still gonna fucking do it.
but that's why I seemed disingenuous when he said it. Like, dude, you know good and well you're not a Saints fan. You just want a job. We get it. You want a job. It's nothing wrong with that.
That's
why do you think he's lying about it, is my question. Why would he lie about something like that?
Because he wants a job.
Yeah, he just wanted a fucking job.
So he would say, instead of going there signing a contract, do you think he had to go in there and say, you know what, I've been a lifelong Saints fan, and that was the moment where they're like, you know what, let's sign him, because he's been a lifelong Saints fan. That's why they signed him? You think that's how the Saints run their organization?
Sean Payton is petty. Had he known, like, oh, Freeman's a, is just, It's the Saints, man. Let's keep them.
If that's how you think teams run their organization, then that's on you. I'm just asking the question. I don't think they run the organization like that. But if that's how you think, then that's cool. I don't believe that. I don't think they look at everybody on their roster and they're like, hey, Taysom Hill, are you a Saints fan? James Winston, are you a Saints fan?
No, Kamara,
are you a
Saints fan? No one is saying that. But you don't see Jameis like, oh, growing up in Alabama, I was a big Saints fan. You don't hear him saying that? Because he wasn't. Like, that, so you don't got to lie, man.
You're proving
you don't have to lie.
Why would Jameis Winston say he was a Saints fan if he wasn't?
You don't know if he was. He was just saying that.
You don't know he was either. Man.
People lie every day, B.
First and foremost, let me jump in here. I only got 5 minutes.
Yeah, I saw the damn Batman thing pop up and said, oh, nah.
Look, your Lord and Savior, Stop 3706, the GOAT has arrived. Look, first of all you people that are getting some sort of joy out of Freeman getting cut, I've said this people. Before originally, yes, you people, you niggas. What I mean by that is you sound broke and you sound corny and you're a hater, right? We come on a timeline all day, you know, trying to celebrate black excellence, celebrate our black brothers and sisters. But as soon as a black man tries to get a job, what do? Oh, he's a Saints fan. I can't wait till Debo rocks him across the middle. But then on the other hand, you're like, oh, as soon as a player leaves the team, I don't care about them. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop it. You guys are ridiculous. You got your fucking corny ass John Fricky from 929, the trash, talking about like, oh, you're a hater. Don't ever come to ATL. Bruh.
He said he's a traitor.
Freeman will knock your raggedy wooden looking teeth out, dog. Like, relax. Y'all get online and talk all this crazy stuff about players you'll never say to their face after this dude literally gave his body for this team. You can't act like Free didn't come here every day and bust his ass, especially against the Saints. Like, you guys are very fickle as fans, how quickly you forget what these players give to you. And then you still all the way go back to the Super Bowl. Oh, he missed it. Freeman lost us the game. It's all his fault. Like, y'all make me sick. Like, I cannot stand you guys. You are disgusting.
They forget about the fans. Like how Julio just left. Oh, I'm out of there. He wasn't thinking about the fans when he said that. He wasn't thinking about the fans.
He was thinking about himself, but he never said anything bad about the fans. The fans always are talking shit about every player, even like every season. Like that again, like that's cool. It's what it is. It's just sports or whatever. But like when they come back and do this shit to y'all, everybody wants to cry fucking wolf like they didn't just do that shit to a human. That's just how that fucking works.
He's trying to feed his family. Like, people get up here on Twitter and act like they don't go to jobs they hate every day and pretend they love it to get a paycheck. Like, regardless, you're not going to go to an organization that's trying to give you millions of dollars and be like, oh, well, because I was a Falcons fan, I hate y'all,
so I don't ever, like, I'm just here for a check.
Y'all guys Chick-fil-A every day and drop the fries and the grease and be like, oh, yes, master, I love you guys. I'll definitely fry the grease for you. My pleasure, boss.
No, stop it. No one is saying that either, though.
I have tweets. Please don't make me.
I don't have tweets from like two people and generalize it to everyone.
It's not two tweets, dog. Like, it's Joss's followers. Again, I blame every problem in Falcons Twitter is directly tied to Joss's.
Josh got people.
And I've said this before. You can go back on the other episodes. Excuse my language. I got fired up. But if Josh would just, you know, get his people in line, I think Falcons Twitter would be a better place.
I don't have people to foment
the wildness and the sickness of these fans. It just brings out the worst in them. And it's
I see
better things for you. You're a leader in the community, Josh.
I speak for myself basically. Other people, they may agree with it. They may not.
The only thing that you speak for yourself is your filthy taste and food of fucking dry Pop-Tarts and candy corn. Everything
that I say is it pertains to me and me only.
Okay. Anyways, shout out for Freeman for getting a job offer, unlike another former Falcons back that I will not name who has crusty old knees and cannot get a job.
Thank you, Aaron.
There, you know, it is what it is. Didn't see no tweets about that though, but you know it is what it is. We're not going to champion a brother who's gotten two interviews. Essentially, he had one with the Giants, and then now the Saints. So at least there shows it. There's got to be some potential there, as opposed to not getting any calls at all. So I celebrate that. Good for him. Good for him. I mean, one of the better Falcons players we've had, as far as giving their all to the team, and then from a draft perspective, as far as value. Free was nasty. I don't care if you hate him or not. You can't deny what he did in the field when he was healthy. So that's all I got.
Thank you for your service today. Came through, cussed everybody out.
Look, excuse my language. Freeman's that guy. Man. Freeman's a monster, man. And I hate that I had to put the cape on, but you know, I got my Batman suit on.
It's crazy how life comes around, because I'm pretty sure it was the Saints game that Steven Jackson was his the leading rusher, Freeman like broke out. He had like 80 yards. Yeah, he was like cooking, and then everyone was like, "Oh, we need to start Free," and now he's just getting fucking backlashed about it.
crazy.
Life imitates art.
God bless you guys. I'm out.
Shout out to the GOAT, Aaron Freeman, coming on here in the comments section. I'm stealing all your shit, man. All his shit. He just be making my life easier as far as content. I'd be like, oh, look at what Aaron posted. Okay, I'll talk about that since he already has it nice and organized on Twitter and on his show. Make sure y'all tune in to his fucking podcast.
You mean the Locked On Falcons podcast?
Yes.
Giving you daily Falcon content and
daily. Every day.
I was so close. I was trying to get it.
You almost had it. You're like, this close. We got to get it down packed. Yes, it's daily Falcons content. Shout out to Aaron Freeman. I could not ever do that in my fucking life. I don't know how you aren't on all the drugs. Literally, all the drugs.
If I did that, I would literally just have a show like every 3 days just roasting the fucking fans, because y'all be pissing me the fuck off.
Nah. He's laughing. I really don't know how you're not on every drug every single day. Like, what the fuck? Woo! More power to you, because I could not.
His therapist has to be on speed dial. Like, his therapist has to be on, like, on at all times.
Oh, who says I'm not? Well,
that's true.
No, if you need some cash out of me to get more,
their wings.
You know,
yeah.
I'll support, you know, I'm not saying I support every drug habit. However, you know, in your situation, it's very unique. So I can send you some drug money. Okay, help you out.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Allegedly. Don't need.
What is that supposed to mean? You didn't like the out of town Falcon supporter speaking on. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
It was funny though.
You can't be a
true fan of a team unless you were born and raised in that city that they represent. That's how fans.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's get into one of these motherfuckers that is like that. What's his name? Carlos. Let's discuss.
Who?
Carlos, the comedian. Whatever.
Carlos Miller.
85 South Show. Look, Carlos shout out Miller. To y'all and everything. Y'all are funny. But, dude, you just going to get on Al Gore's internet and be like, Matt Ryan's a problem. He's got to go.
That's just barbershop talk. You just got to.
In fact, Matt Ryan is the problem. He is not a problem. He is the problem. Free my mans.
He's the
free my mans.
Matt Ryan is the worst player to ever put on a Falcons uniform.
The worst quarterback ever, apparently.
Bottom five quarterback ever.
Like,
for Nathan Peterman.
You know,
I mean, but imagine him
bring back Jake Fromm
like every weekend. Imagine hearing that.
Bring back Joey Harrington.
Bro, I go to the barbershop and they start talking about the Falcons. I damn near be getting up in the middle of my cut. Be like, no
yeah,
way.
You, you know, I'm like, all right, man, I got some fucking beef.
I know what you got it.
What's Chris Chandler doing?
It's Chris
Bring
Chandler.
Back Matt Shaw, the better Matt.
Exactly. You know, during this preseason, I was kind of thinking that.
No, I was thinking that too. But before we signed Josh Rosen, I was like, we need to look at bringing Matt Schaub back.
I talked all that shit before Josh Rosen. You know, I talked a lot of shit about Matt Schaub and getting that money. And then when it was pre-Josh Rosen, I was like, I might need to eat some crow here and bring that bald man back and give him however much money he fucking wants.
I saw AJ McCarron trying to go up and down the field.
Oh, it was so fucking bad. And then Franks, I don't know what the fuck is up with him.
Filipino Franks.
He's young. He may pull it together, but
look, Felipe Franks is literally like, how do I explain this? What are the quarterback who has literally every tool possible?
It's mental. Like,
he literally does not know what the fuck he's doing at all. Like he has a cannon of an arm. He could probably place the ball like in a perfect spot every time. He just does not know what he's looking at, like ever. It could be a simple man coverage, like with 17 people blitzing him, and he will make sure that he throws it in the middle of the damn field. Like he doesn't know what he's doing,
or he just take the sack. Like like it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with him.
What are we doing? Like the future of the quarterback position for the Atlanta Falcons is already out there, and it's Jake Fromm. He's out there. Someone needs to y'all need to go get that man, former Georgia Bulldog legend, and bring him into the fold. Like,
look, I'm not a fan of quarterbacks who can't throw to half of the field. So,
see, bring him up. That's a good damn dog.
That's a good damn dog right there. Bring him
What's up, Braylon?
Bring him up just off the cuff, and then y'all get mad when people talk about fields. Like, come on,
you're
man.
Mad about what?
Nah. If you want to talk about fields, I'll never forget the tap dancing that the Falcons Twitter was doing when Josh Rosen was playing. I'll never forget that. That man made one throw over the middle to a wide open Juwan Green. They were like, "Oh, this is a great throw!" And this, meanwhile, Justin Fields hit like a 30-yard like dime over like three people. And they're like, "Oh, he just playing backup. He's playing third stringers." I was like, "That's literally what this is. What's going on here? What are we doing?"
The tap dancing. The flip-flop.
Tap dancing for a white man. That's crazy.
It's embarrassing, man. It's truly embarrassing. Like, I mean, Jake Fromm, he did a lot of winning in Georgia. Like, he ran off Justin Fields and, like, a lot of other great quarterbacks. Like, he should have a chance to be an Atlanta Falcon.
I'm going to say this. I don't know if I said it before. As a Georgia fan, there will be no slander from Jake Fromm, like, as a college player.
Thank you.
He's a legend.
As an NFL player, he was never going to be good. Like, I've always said that. I've always been like, he's not going to be good because he doesn't have, like, the arm for it, which is cool.
And I'll repeat what I said, too. As a pro, I was wrong about him. He's not good. So,
what?
But as a collegiate quarterback,
you were wrong about a Georgia Bulldog.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Collegially, he was one of the best quarterbacks in college at the time.
He's a legend for sure, legend. But you're saying you were wrong about him as a pro?
As a pro, yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. I would have never thought that you would say something like that. Incredible.
I said it before. Y'all just don't listen. That's the problem. Y'all just don't listen.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, maybe next time. Maybe y'all will get the next great Georgia Bulldog quarterback that comes out of that school, which is Matt Stafford from 2000.
No,
it'll be Brock.
It'll be Brock.
It's always so
give it another.
I am the most critical person of Georgia. I think them niggas are gonna be something else, but Brock is probably gonna be different. He might be him.
Brock is different, and he hasn't even. He only played in the spring ball, but that boy,
he might be him. He might be him.
So give it like another 5 years.
5 years.
If you have to wait 5 years for him, he's probably not that guy.
No, he's a freshman. He's not playing this year.
Is he a freshman in high school?
Yeah. No, he's a junior or senior in high school.
No, he's a senior. He's early enrollment, so he gotcha. This yeah. his senior. So
he played in the spring game.
Yeah. Right. I thought he was already in college.
So he might
5 years. I was like, okay, what?
Yeah, so he might redshirt next season just because they have a shit ton of people in front of him, and then in like 2 or 3 years after that,
it's a wrap.
He might be him.
That's big Timmy Chang energy right there.
He said it's a wrap, Jack.
Surround wraps.
Josh, you got a question you need to answer. Would you rather have Franks or Fields?
That's a tough one. It's a tough one.
I would rather have Matt Ryan.
See?
That's tough question.
You see how this man keep tap dancing for the white man again?
Again.
You had two options. And you over here choosing Matt Ryan. No Matt Ryan slander from my way at all. But come on, man.
Two fucking options. And here he goes. All right. Speaking of quarterback.
I'm not gonna give y'all what y'all want, okay? So just
why not?
Because I'm not.
We gotta start getting paid to get.
I need that Batista meme on standby.
Give me what I want.
The amount of times I've sent that to Patty LaBelle is disgusting.
Okay, yeah, no problem about your Twitter escapades, but like,
okay. please.
So, moving on to quarterbacks. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Falcons fans. I just don't understand what's wrong with y'all. Cam Newton was cut from the Patriots today. Falcons fans went insane, half of them wanting him on the team. Our team. Let me start before everyone else gets started. And let y'all know that it's not going to happen because our team is 100% vaccinated. Cam Newton refuses to get vaccinated. And that's just one reason. I'll let the guys get into the rest of this whole debacle. And why do you want a man with that kind of hair on your team? I'm sorry. Okay, Josh, what are your thoughts about this whole Cam Newton situation and these people want him to become a Falcon?
Well, back, I guess, like a week or two ago, I felt like New England and the league, they kind of played him a little bit because basically the five-day thing came from he went to a team-approved medical visit. He comes back. The NFL says, hey, you all, both of y'all misunderstood what we were trying to tell you. He has to sit for 5 days. So I feel like that alone, they kind of screwed him on that. Mm-hmm. So with that, because of that, they opened the door, of course, for Matt to get the job. And I felt like, okay, they're going to get Cam the first month of the season, see what he does. And after that, maybe they'll pull the cord. But surprisingly, they cut him today. I feel like, because I was watching, First Take, and Harry Douglas, who played for us, he mentioned the vaccine part. He was like, okay, say if New England down the road, 6-game winning streak, Cam has to sit for a couple of days because he's not vaccinated. That's going to throw them off. And I guess because of that, that played a role into them cutting him today. I feel like it was messed up, but I mean, it's Cam, so it's funny.
That's racist. Got it.
That's racist. Jalen, what do you think about this whole Cam situation?
He would have been a better backup quarterback than what they have, but like again, the vaccination stuff makes sense. Mr. Wingdings isn't gonna fit there. Like they could run some crazy packages for him, like just backing up that wouldn't like be able to tell shit because he can still throw the ball a little bit and he's still big as hell. But like, Yeah, that was always going to be a pipe dream just because he likes the Falcons. And apparently, you have to love the Falcons in order for people to like you.
Why are you making that face, Marcus? What do you think about Cam Newton and shit?
Yeah, I think the vaccination thing was a big deal for them. He wasn't really the same after that. Like, after he caught COVID last year, his play kind of went down. I mean, they drafted a quarterback first round, and it's just like, availability is the best ability, and Cam Newton is not reliable when it comes to that stuff. And I didn't read about the whole like going to team functions or doctors or whatever that he had to be quarantined or whatever. Like, I didn't read any of that, so I don't know what's going on with that situation. But I'm trying to think of all the teams out there that like need a backup and or a competent starter, like maybe Washington. But I don't feel like
that would be the best.
I just don't feel like he's. I don't remember what his relationship was with Rivera in Carolina. So that would be
probably hard enough, but people did bring up that, and then I forgot that Ron is still in remission for cancer. So I don't think that's a good idea. About that.
That's not happening either.
I'm big on Cam. Like, I love Cam Newton. I loved his game. I like watching him play in Carolina. I thought he was one of the more dominant players we've seen in recent history. But it might just be over for him at this point. Honestly, it just might be done.
But I think it's more so the fact that he may look at himself as a starter, and the teams don't. So I think that's where the disconnect comes in. And then, like I said, that because of that, he may just call it quits.
That's
a big one.
And then, well, Ronnie, Lamar Jackson isn't vaccinated either. So it's going to be real interesting to see what happens this season.
Lamar got COVID like twice already.
Like three times. So. And then everybody's money is involved and wrapped up in this.
If anything, they're going to try to lowball him on his new contract.
The only reason why Lamar is even doing that is because he just won MVP. Like, if he was in the same situation as Cam, he'd be getting the same, like, treatment.
Lamar Jackson said he wanted to do, like, research on the vaccine, and part of his research is catching COVID. So, don't worry about it.
I need to experience it firsthand.
That's firsthand. Right. That's hands-on experience right there.
Like, damn. Like, how many times did he get it?
That can either be really good or really bad, because if he doesn't get, like, a bad strain of it, he's like, oh, this is nothing. That shit was easy. But if he gets, like, even somewhat bad of it, then he just like, probably I should get vaccinated.
Right.
No, that's what I thought was going to happen with Cam. I'm thinking, okay, he gets COVID, his play drops off, and then once the vaccine comes out, I'm thinking he may, but you know what?
Be the first in
let
line
me go get the shot. Like, yeah, right, exactly.
Nah, y'all know he's one of the most hard-headed people in the world. I swear to God.
That's understandable, sure.
I don't understand that one. I forgot what that player's name was. He either wasn't wearing a mask on the field, or something about or practice or something, and they fined him like $14,000.
Oh, Isaiah
McKenzie.
Yeah, and then a few days later, he went to get the vaccination.
He knew what was up,
right? like you really a special team player, Isaiah. Like, and I like Isaiah because he played at Georgia, but it's like, dude, like you can't be bucking like this now. Like, you don't have that much leeway in the NFL.
Right, like you are hanging on by a thread.
Right. Like you're legit in the league because you can return. That's about it, dog. Like, cut it out.
Nah, like, I'm like, I don't know why y'all thought they were playing with you. They said what they said. When they brought these rules out, they were not playing games.
No more money.
No money. They like, all right, guess what? If this team has an outbreak, you lose money, then the team you play loses money.
Everybody loses money.
Fight it out in these streets. Look, we're gonna win a Super Bowl by default, and I'm still streaking down Pete Street. I don't care. Shit.
Hey, I take it either way. It's not the streaking, but the ring.
I'm streaking. I'm taking up the ring. I'm getting every piece of Super Bowl gear. I don't care. Y'all can kiss my ass. All right.
We don't know if Mac Jones is vaccinated or not, but it doesn't matter because they just spent a top 10 pick on him. So
he's pretty much
Teflon for a little bit.
he's not going anywhere.
He had at least 3 seasons before they were like, yeah, maybe this is bad. But at this point, it is what it is.
Tell me to stop cussing one more time, motherfucker. I know the city you live in. You meet me at Camp Creek. I'll beat your ass.
To meet me at a trail.
Trying to go to Camp Creek. You trying to get shot at. All
right. Camp Creek is not scary, okay? All the time.
Thank you.
Sometimes they'd be going out there and be like, ooh. Let me put this stuff in my trunk real quick. They go still break in your car anyway, so it is what it is. All right. Preseason.
Yeah, back on track.
This preseason was very interesting, to say the least. Because ain't one starter really play. So that was different. I don't know what Smith was doing exactly besides, I guess, trying to pick who he wants left on the team. Oh, hold up. Before that, because I've been wanting to cut y'all out for months. Okay, yep. 1, 2, 3. And where the fuck's South Breeze? 4. Listen, remember last year and the year before and the year before that, I said I wanted these players to run suicides and be punished when they fucked up. And you know what y'all told me? Y'all remember what y'all motherfuckers told me? Y'all said they are grown adults and they will not be punished. And what happened during training camp?
They got punished and did the same shit that they were doing the last couple years. They got
punished, but they got punished. And y'all told me it wouldn't happen, and it did happen. So I want to come on
we were saying that wasn't happening under Quinn, which it wasn't.
No,
it's happening under Smith.
That's the difference.
Like suicides or something.
Yeah. So
every time they do like a penalty or some shit, they run a lap.
The whole team had to run a lap during training camp.
Okay.
They got punished. Like I said, like I wanted. See, Arthur Smith just wants me to put it on him. That's it.
Look, he's going to have to show me something because
my baby daddy.
If we talk about the preseason stuff, then I have some very harsh words for him because that was some bullshit what he was pulling this preseason. Like, but I've never been one of those people that's like the preseason is super important for teams and then like all these players and everything. But this is completely different. Like, this is basically an entire new team. They have like 15 players left over from the last couple of years. And they said, we don't need to run any plays for like our starters, like at all. You have no O-line, which literally relies on cohesion. And you don't even want to put them in together because you want to sit people out. Like, I would have been fine with them playing one series and been like, all right, well, that's good enough. Like, they could have done something like that. And then they had all these other people, like especially on the defense, when you're over here saying, the defense is going to be better. And like, I didn't see anything that even prevented that. They had 2 people out in that game, and they were getting carved up by the Cleveland Browns second and third string receivers. That is not going to cut it
at all.
I think more so came from that was the fact that they were doing these joint practices. Those joint practices are basically your preseason game for your starters. And then when the actual preseason game started, he wanted the bottom half of the roster to play those to see where he could put holes in that.
But the thing is, like, if you're relying on those people to be like contributors on your team, that should tell you how bad your team is. If you're saying we don't need to play these 4 people, are those 4 people going to win you 10, 11 games a season?
But no one. Y'all was looking for Atlanta to win 10 plus games. We're going to be
They were.
According
they are.
Marcus, I don't really, cause you like a Stephen A. Smith jinx. Like,
no,
whenever you,
this wouldn't be a problem if they literally, especially the GM, cause he already on my shit list. But if he didn't come, if him and Arthur Smith didn't both come out and say, oh, this is not a rebuilding team. This is a team that we're trying to contend and win with. Like that right there ruined the entire thing. Like if they weren't trying to win or something, this makes sense. They're trying to keep their players fresh so they can see what they need. But they were literally saying they're trying to win. And then they go into preseason like, we're trying to see who wins the third and fourth string battles. Like, that's not going to help you win, I promise.
Let me ask you this. So what if the new GM and the head coach came in, you know, introductory press conference or asked some questions, all this stuff, and they're just like, you know what, we looked at this roster. We're looking at our cap situation. We're going to be rebuilding for a couple of years. How do you think the fans react to that?
They're going to be pissed, but they're also going to be pissed when they lose every game by 15 points. So you might as well start making the plan.
No, but everyone is already expecting that. Everyone is expecting us to win, five games this year. So what's the issue?
Bullshit. That's bullshit because I have people in my mentions to this day. I have people in my mentions to this day talking about, oh, this team's going to win 10, 11 games. We're going to win mostly. Like I'm like, bro, no.
Majority.
No. They will be lucky. Yes. They will be lucky to win six games.
Yes, yes, you have your few allies, but majority.
I have 90%
of people are expecting us to win four games this year. So what is
you might see, I've seen like five or six people who have been like that. Most people are saying they're going to win upwards of to 8 to 11 games.
They have. I've seen a lot of them like that, surprisingly.
I've seen maybe like three people, and those are the people that like I personally follow, who have been like, yeah, this team isn't really that good. They might win around 6-7 games.
Okay, so what is the issue about the Stars not playing in the preseason? We're not going to – basically, what I'm trying to say, we're not going to do anything this year. So where's the problem? It's for resting your
key players. Here's the thing. Again, here's the thing.
17 games to build chemistry.
If you're trying to win, you need to get these people. It wouldn't be a problem if they're running the same scheme back, but they're not on both sides of the ball. They're not at all running anything like the same. It's not like I'm saying they need to be playing the whole preseason game. I'm saying they could have at least gotten like a quarter of worth of snaps in those three games, and I would have been fine. Because you need to get, especially with all these new receivers, especially because their receiver depth is awful, by the way. Look, that's a whole other story. You need to get that timing right. If those joint practices you're doing with Miami, cool. That's practice setting. People are not going to go 1,000% a practice game.
No matter what. Right, but they've done joint practices with Tennessee and Miami. Those are two of the teams.
They did it with Tennessee as well, too. What do they do with Tennessee?
I believe they did it with Tennessee as well. Don't say we didn't have a
draw. All I heard about with Miami
was with Cleveland.
All I heard what they did with joint practices with Miami. If they did it with Tennessee, cool. That still doesn't like really help anything. Like as a practice.
I just don't feel like any like GM or head coach in the NFL is ever gonna say like, hey guys.
Of course they're not, but like I don't expect them to, but I don't expect them to be like we're trying to win when everybody knows that team is not going to win.
Like if you go and ask like the Houston Texans GM, like, hey, how do you feel about this season? They're like, yeah, we're going to go out there and try to compete and win. I'm like, what? No, you're not.
Yeah, and then, but again, this is one of those cases where like what they're saying is not what they're trying to do. Like you can say it, and then like. They've been saying that, oh, we're going to just win. We're going to try to make moves to help with the win. And then they start doing everything like the exact opposite.
They have been doing that. I don't understand why.
Yeah, like drafting a tight end at 4. Like again, people always assume that I'm hating on Kyle Pitts. No beef against Kyle Pitts at all. He's going to be an absolute monster. Glad he's on the team. He's going to be a beast.
All pro.
He's a tight end. What are the tight end going to do to help you win?
Allegedly.
He's going to catch a touchdown.
He's going to catch a touchdown when the quarterback is on his back because you have no O-line. Or he's going to catch that. I know what he's going to do. They're going to be down 25 points.
with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and he'll catch that one touchdown. It's gonna look fucking spectacular.
Exactly.
And then they're gonna be down 18 points and lose by 23. Right. Got it. Got it.
So that's why you don't play them. So that's why you don't play them in the preseason, because the Redskins already scripted out. We're gonna lose every game by 15
we're
plus
gonna
points.
Lose by like 17 points at least.
So until then, we're gonna sit the starters. Cause J.K. Dobbins just tore his ACL that Saturday, so it's like at least
I mean
lose
look, the start. I'm a knock on wood on this, but that doesn't the injury stuff never ever matter. I'm pretty sure Aaron had like a whole like thing about it. They could play the first snap of the regular season, and half the old line could break their ankles.
Right, but at that moment in time, that game means something.
And guess what? It's not gonna mean anything when everybody's hurt. Like if they're hurt, if you're gonna get hurt, you're gonna get hurt. Like if it's in the cards for you to get hurt, you're going to get hurt.
It's the NFL. No, like it's part of the game. Like you're gonna get hurt.
I agree with that. But what I'm saying is like it'll take better solace if I understand like, hey, he got hurt in the first game of the season. That meant something. Not he got hurt in the first quarter of the preseason game against Tennessee, and like you gonna be like, what? Like it's the preseason. Why is he playing?
Okay, but if you tear your ACL in the preseason game or you tear your ACL in the regular season game, you're still out for the year. It doesn't matter.
No, I get – I'm saying it, – I guess I'm assuming it's a mental thing.
I completely understand what you're saying. My whole thing is if you're trying to win like they've been saying they're going to do, you need to get them some reps.
But,
like,
Jalen,
period.
Y'all could read between the lines. Like, y'all know it's BS. Y'all know it's fluff. So don't get so mad about them saying, oh, we want to win, and y'all know that we're not going to win. It is what it is.
They're trying to make winning moves. They're trying to make win-now moves. They're not making. Yeah. They're not doing what, like, the Texans are doing, where they're just kind of, like, trading players and getting picks and signing, like, bad quarterbacks. Like, they're not doing that.
They got Caleb McGarry still on the O-line, and then they have no left guard.
Is Hennessy still there?
Who? Yes. He played no snaps.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, he played no snaps. He played no snaps this year when he played like a quarter worth of snaps at center last year and was awful.
Is he
Yeah.
He is our center.
He played decently against Kansas City. Decently.
Yeah.
He played our center.
He played decently against Kansas City, because didn't DJ Jones not play that game?
He played that game.
Practice can only take you so far. You need live game reps against actual people.
You have 17 games for that. So that's where they're banking. That's what I'm trying to say. You have 17 games.
Yeah, 17 games for that. If you're trying to win that,
we're not going to win.
We're going six and eleven.
So again, preseason doesn't matter, because again, we could build chemistry during the 6 wins and during the 11 losses. It doesn't matter.
That would be great, but again, all them niggas, half them niggas are gonna be gone next season too. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This team sucks. They're screwed, bro.
We're fucking screwed.
The way y'all are talking about this team makes me feel very sorry for Matt Ryan. Like, I thought,
free my man, get him to the Broncos immediately.
Like, I don't know how he puts bubble wrap underneath his uniform.
He don't deserve this, man.
Give him to the Broncos immediately. Let him win a wing with them real quick, and then keep pushing.
Hang on. You just said Matt Ryan don't deserve this. If Matt Ryan came out right now and was like, "Yo, dog, I want out. I'm not playing for this team. Trade me right now."
No. It's a difference, because people didn't want him. No. People didn't want him since draft day of 08. People didn't want him here. So that's totally different.
I'm
totally different.
How do you feel?
Don't. Can I see you trying to compare this to the Julio stuff? No, it's totally different.
Hang on. I'm not comparing anything.
People didn't want Matt here.
About it. If Matt Ryan right now, he just gets on Instagram Live and he's like, "You know what? I'm looking at this roster. We got a lot of young players. We got a lot of young talent with like Kyle Pitts and Calvin Ridley. But I
Todd Gurley is 72 years old. There ain't no young talent. There is no young talent on his team anymore. Okay. Everybody's pretty much old.
Whatever. Either way.
Thank you.
Matt Ryan is looking around. He's like, hey man, what's he, 35? How old is Matt Ryan? 35?
36. He's 36.
I'm 36. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's 36. He's looking at that roster. He's like, hey man, I can't afford to waste any more of my years. Like, he threw for 4,000 yards last year. He had a pretty good year last year. And he's like, hey, I can't afford to waste these years. I want to win a championship. Get me out of here. How are fans reacting to that?
They're going to continue doing it specifically,
but fans in general. How are they feeling about that?
You already know. Like, half of them going to be like,
good riddance.
They're going to do the same shit. They're going to be like, good riddance. He wasn't that good anyway. Yeah. It's MVP season with a fluke. And then they're going to contradict themselves being like,
yeah.
Then they're going to be like, Shanahan was the reason they went to the Super Bowl while they all hate Shanahan. Like, they're going to run around in circles. They're idiots. They're going to do that every time.
Marcus, and you know downtown. Like,
exactly. Wow.
They're like, oh, thank God, we can give the ball to Filipino Franks. He can take us to the promised land.
Right. Let's sign Cam Newton right now. Like,
all right, Marcus,
it's gonna be 26,000 quote tweets under that tweet talking about Matt Ryan has requested a trade, talking about Cam Newton available. Cam Newton available.
That's it.
That's crazy. How fast y'all like just switch up on these players. Like,
what do you mean? No, it's the same people. Damn. It's literally the same people that didn't want him from jump. He doesn't fit what they want in the quarterback.
How would you feel, Josh?
I would be pissed, but at the same time, it's like, you know what?
So what?
You're fine.
They'd be banned off my TV for at least 3 seasons. And straight up.
Shout out to Lil Wayne.
They're gonna be like, oh, the Atlanta Falcons are taking on the Super Bowl champion. I don't know, fucking Houston Texans or some shit. I'm like, oh, that's nice. What's on TV now?
It's crazy, man. I really thought they were gonna be like not Super Bowl competitive, but I thought they'd at least have like a winning record. Like, I don't know. I didn't think they like.
Have you seen this roster?
Talking about them.
Have you seen the roster?
No, I'm talking tongue in cheek because this is what the masses are saying. I thought we may be 8-9 or something, but again, majority of people that are saying, giving predictions, they're like, okay, Atlanta's trash. They're going to have like another 4-13 season. I don't think that.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that this team is even a wild card type of team. I'm saying that.
Which is gonna piss me off even more.
They could be mediocre, maybe.
They're letting 17. They're letting 7 teams in now.
Which is this? That's gonna piss me off more because they're gonna win like 6-7 games or whatever, just off the strength of Matt Ryan being a good quarterback and their offense being good, and their defense will occasionally make a play every now and then. And then they're gonna pick like 13th in the draft. And get nothing to help them. I'm gonna be pissed.
They can run a 2 tight end set.
Oh, brother. They're gonna take a running back because they didn't get their running back this year.
Talk soon.
Oh god, 7-10 wins, 11 wins.
Stop feeding Jalen's agenda, man. Like, no. Say 5-4-3 wins, man.
I like that energy.
7-10 wins.
No, you meant like 4.
I'm saying right now, look, even if they have 4, I would be like, I win regardless. Because if I'm wrong, that means they're a good team. And if I'm right, that means I was right. I don't lose.
Oh, that's true. I'm a little bit thinking on my prediction as far as their record wise, but I will add to my Kyle Pitts is an all pro. I will add that Matt Ryan, he's gonna throw for 5,000 yards this year.
Man, just stop with the prediction. Just say like New Orleans or something.
Both of those will be wrong because he has George Kittle and Trey Lance is gonna play more games than
Garoppolo.
Garoppolo, and he's a much better quarterback.
So I don't. George Kittle will probably be the like the All Pro, and then
you think so?
Maybe yes. Okay. George Kittle is probably the best tight end in the league right now.
I don't think you've seen our roster. He had wide receiver core.
Wide receiver, the running back, the old line, the defensive line, the linebackers are really good. The corners, the safeties, like those are all average to below average units. Every single one of them.
He's had 5,000 yards. Wide receiver core.
You have the top 10 quarterbacks though.
But that's our wide receiver core, they're all like 6 feet tall. They're all
6 feet really tall or can't jump. Where did Calvin
They're really short. We got Frank Darby.
If Aaron's still in here, he knows what I'm talking about. They had literally he put up like the worst like wide receiver combo, like vertical of like in a while. He jumped like 20 inches or some shit.
Like we got fucking Ridley, Zacchaeus, who else? Sharp.
The wide receiver depth is literally Calvin Ridley, Russell Gage. Those are your two wide receivers. Those are your two wide receivers you're gonna have on the field every time. After that, Alameda Zacchaeus, who is 5'7", Tajae Sharpe, who has been on one team and has played maybe like 100 snaps in the last three seasons. Number four is probably Christian Blake, who has been on the practice squad for the last four seasons and still can't do anything right. And after that, you have a bunch of people who are, and then Frank Darby, who hasn't done anything at all.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it. That's literally it.
That's why we run them two tight ends.
And then you got Hurts and Pitts. And God forbid one of them even somewhat gets hurt. Don't worry, guys. If any of them get hurt, we can start running behind Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh my god.
Right behind Matt Hennessy, who didn't play a single snap at center last year. And
he is our one and
the ghost of Josh Andrews. Like
just look up our roster and then cry with us. Cause I'm looking at this like,
thank you, Dolphins. Yeah, four wins is the max. We're having four wins. We're taking what, fifth in the draft. Like that's what it's set in stone, man.
You ready to get that quarterback?
No, they're gonna win six games and pick 14th.
Yeah, well, we should take one. Yeah, this upcoming draft. Yeah,
a quarterback. There's not gonna be any good ones. There's three, and they're going top 10.
I just said we was picking like fifth.
They're picking 12.
Oh my god!
Not today. We'll be picking.
Look! What Braylon just said. Grady is the best player on the D line, and the second best player is probably Jacob Tuity Mariner.
Yeah.
He's going to be good, but I don't. He can't stay healthy.
Ronnie's tripping. Ronnie's on drugs.
Anyway, Marcus, have you ever heard of Jacob Tuity Mariner?
That sounds like a made up name.
Oh, okay.
That's racist.
All right,
it's racist.
That's all I need. That's literally all I need.
That is a real name. He's from the islands or something.
That's all I needed to hear.
The Pacific Islands, right? Shit, I don't know. That sounds right. You know what? Let me stop talking.
I don't know. This is no slander to him because I think he's going to be like a decent role player.
He's decent. He's
pretty fucking good. I really like him. It's just like if he's your best pass rusher, I don't know.
We're fucked.
We got to rely on Dante Fowler.
Oh my god!
That man got reduced to pass rushing reps in the preseason.
And he still didn't
do anything against backups. They are fucked.
Can I get something on the record real quick? So I remember when Peyton Manning got hurt, and it was like full on, like, "Hey, we're sucking for luck. Our team is not competing." And I think it was probably about like week 9. I kind of checked out on watching Colts games. If that is the situation with the Falcons where they're like, you know, halfway through the season, they've won like two games and they're never competitive. Is there a possibility where you're just like, hey, the Falcons are playing, I'm just going to – I know Jalen will do it, but is there a possibility where you guys will just watch a different team and just not watch the Falcons anymore until, you know, the draft?
I've literally done that like the last 3 years.
No, I will always
eventually watch the Falcons game.
Yeah, me being me, I'm always watching.
I'm gonna always,
even if I know, right? Yeah. Even if I know we gonna lose, I'm still watch.
I'll be on the timeline talking shit, saying that these niggas suck.
How bad did it have to be for you to turn the channel? Like, there's better games.
They have to be.
I'm going to watch regardless.
If Matt is not playing, then maybe. Yeah. I'm not watching.
I'm still going to watch the game just so I can see how bad it is. But like, it's like beauty and watching a train wreck. Like, I'm going to watch it just because I know it's going to be bad. But, like, I'm not going to, like, put any investment in it. Like, I will switch the channel and not be worried about switching back. Like, it won't be, like, next game's on commercial. Go back to the Falcons game.
Yeah, like, they pissed me off enough. I've left the house and did something better with my life.
I literally washed it, and, like, I don't ever clean my room for leisurely activity. I went upstairs and cleaned my room one time. I was like, yeah, it's no point.
Wow.
Well, at least I got a tender hose, so I get that. That makes sense.
What did you say?
What happened?
It seems to get jumped. Probably needs to get jumped. I think that hookah is starting to go to your head. And kick Jazz ass. She's a fucking bad influence.
Oh yeah, I like that Malik Willis prediction.
Ooh, okay.
He's very good. He's very fucking good. Again, he's going like top five. And the Falcons are picking 12.
We're picking fifth.
They're picking 12. They're not even gonna pick the top. He might drop to 12 because the top like seven teams who are predicted to be bad are not gonna have quarterbacks. Like, they already have quarterbacks, they just drafted them. Like, I don't think the Jaguars would be good. The Jaguars are gonna beat us by like 12, like 15 points.
Yeah, I think that game is gonna be Trevor Lawrence career highs.
He's going to fuck them up. Like, they might not win. They might not win more than like four games that entire season, but you pencil that in, they are going to beat the fuck out of the Falcons defense. It's that bad.
We get Malik Willis.
If they do happen to draft in the top five, if they don't take a quarterback, I will renounce like every piece of Falcons equipment I have. Because that's 2 years in a row you chose the wrong choice.
I think this year around, well, the following draft, I think they're going to give Kyle Pitts his quarterback that he's going to eventually grow with. So, good. Whoever it is, I think first round next year we go quarterback.
And then you open up so much money to do other things. Like, that's crazy. It's almost like that could have happened this offseason.
We were this close. This close. Oh.
Did we do all of our topics? I'm getting pissed. I'm talking about these damn.
Yes, we have done. Well, the last topic is just about three quarterbacks, but we don't got to talk about them. We already know.
Yeah, we can talk about the three quarterbacks. We can talk about the three quarterbacks. Matt Ryan's, if he gets hurt, they're fucked.
Yep.
Josh Rosen is probably a better candidate to be on the practice squad, just like Felipe Franks, probably better off being in the XFL or on the Guangdong Tigers of the China. But like, yeah, they don't have a good backup at all. If Matt Ryan gets hurt, even for like a couple plays, it's done. Because they don't have a good line. They can't lean on the rushing game. They can't really lean on passing the ball to another wide, like tight end. Like, they'll move the ball a little bit because Calvin Ridley and like Kyle Pitts are good players, but like they're not gonna do anything like interesting.
That's why I'm kind of like thinking, like, would Terry look for another quarterback? Maybe.
They dropped Trevor Siemian, and they're dropping a bunch of like young and like decent like back, like Brian Hoyer got cut too, like,
right. But they're saying he's basically just going back up there. He's not going anywhere. But yeah, I'm just wondering if Terry may look into adding another quarterback. We don't. I just don't know.
Yeah, because isn't like what are we, six in like the fourth waiver situation?
Fourth.
Okay, I'd hope he's looking because.
I hope that they're smart enough to be like, hey, this roster sucks. Maybe like with all these actual good players that got cut, we can, you know, rebirth the roster. Cause like right. If this is the roster that they plan on going into week one with, and like they might lose against the Eagles, then I think the Eagles fucking suck.
No, but I saw something. There's like basically there's like Smith, he was saying like the moves are gonna be fluid within the next few weeks, so they may be making some moves. Which exact moves, I don't know. But I don't think they'd just settle with the roster as is as of now.
God, I hope not. Because that roster is fucking embarrassing.
You could draft a running back in like round three or four. That's a sweet spot.
Yeah.
Don't waste valuable picks in the first and second round on running backs.
Unless it's Nick Chubb.
Unless it's literally Nick Chubb or like Todd Gurley with knees. Like, Adrian, don't do that.
He said Todd Gurley with knees.
I mean, Todd Gurley with knees was literally the best running back in the league for 4 years. Like, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Because if I said Todd Gurley, people would be like, oh, Todd Gurley, he's ass now. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're not wrong.
In conclusion, if this team don't do nothing, we're fucked. That's it. Is Marcus asleep?
No.
Oh, you look asleep. All right. Y'all got anything else to say?
5,000 yards passing.
Stop predicting stuff, man. Like, what is Wentz going to do? Wentz passing 5,000 yards?
He's going to play three games, get hurt, and Jacob Eason, the savior of the Colts, is going to lead him to the playoffs.
Hey, Sam Goodell. Hey,
why can't Jacob Eason be Dak Prescott? Why not? That's my mind.
Because he's a statue.
He's white.
Because he's a statue and racist. Doesn't know how to move.
That's racist. Okay.
Yeah, he can't. He can't move either.
He don't know how to move. Like his arm talent is insane.
It's ridiculous. He legitimately
don't know how to move.
I don't mean specifically like the same type of talent set. I'm just saying like a quarterback that was drafted in the late round that comes in behind a good offensive line with a good running game. You know, decent coach, a nice defense. Like, why can't he come in and just keep the ship afloat and get us to the playoffs like Dak Prescott did for the Cowboys when Romo got hurt? Why not? That's what I'm on.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is going to happen. I'm an Eason fan.
Let's go.
That's my guy.
Dog right there. Or he used to be.
That's my guy.
Damn good dog.
Damn good dog. Damn good dog. Get the dog. Get the dog. Nothing but dog. Give the dog.
What is happening?
On that point, we're gonna end it.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap this shit up and get into shout outs because we have to do shout outs. Every show. Josh, do you have any shout outs?
Shout out to Kason, my little boy, and Nina, my lady. Yeah, and DBN. That's it.
Jalen.
Shout out to everybody who said I wasn't a real Falcons fan because I said the Kyle Pitts was a tight end, which he is. Shout out to all the people who keep saying that the Falcons are going to win more than, you know, like 8 or 9 games because they're apparently the best team to ever exist. Shout out to all the people who be dig riding the Falcons and all the players, even though people don't like them. And shout out to Aaron for being on the show and for putting out good content.
Sniffles.
I just want Falcons fans to get their tickets to the Pro Bowl. To the Pro Bowl, y'all have 3 players going. Grady Jarrett, Matt Ryan, Kyle Pitts. They'll all be there.
Whatever. Orlando. Ain't nobody coming to a goddamn Orlando to watch no stupid-ass Pro Bowl.
That's going to be y'all's most important game of the season.
No, it's going to be the Super Bowl against the Saints. What you mean?
two Super Bowls.
Oh man. Oh, man.
So y'all have three Super Bowls now.
Yeah. What's the problem?
Shout out to everyone listening. We are back for the 2022 season. Shout out to everyone who checked on me over the summer. Long ass fucking summer. Ugh. Shout out to the motherfuckers. And I didn't mean to call y'all motherfuckers. Yes, I'm sorry. Did. Everyone down in the path of the hurricane, I hope y'all are good. Tony said he's good. He stayed in New Orleans. You know, if you don't know, Tony's from New Orleans or Baton Rouge, wherever. He's from down there, but he said he's good. Hope everyone is good down there. I know they're supposed to be without power for like 30 days. So do what you can if you have some extra money and donate to reputable sites. Because one of their fucking power things ended up in the Mississippi River. I don't know how the fuck that happened. But, you know, if you can donate to people who need it and, you know, reputable organizations helping down there, do that. And, you know, I hope y'all rebuild and all that shit. But, yeah, Ida came in with a vengeance. That bitch. So, hopefully everybody's good. Who else want to shout out? That's it.
Shout out to Breeze.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to South Breeze for coming in and cussing us out and leaving. So I'm sure he'll be back on here more regularly. Y'all know how he gets. And shout out to Aaron for being in the comments. And don't fill the comment section up with Corona shit, because don't nobody want to hear about that shit. Either get the shot or don't. We don't care no more at this point, okay? On that note, we out.
Bye.